Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, January 31st, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. First, a few headlines. We're going to take speaking later in the program with Ivan Malesky with a family farm group that is fighting tooth and nail to protect the farmers that produce the real food. Real food, not the orange food that comes in crinkly packets. Protect these people from the farm bill, which has managed to underwrite the poisoning of America whenever it raises its head. The farm bill hasn't raised its head in 5 years, so the fact that we have one at all is of passing interest to farmers large and small across the country. He'll be speaking with us on that subject. Headlines first, though. The NATO 3, that's Brian Jacob Church, Brent Medley, and Joanne Chase, each face terrorism and other felony conspiracy charges. They are the three, the NATO 3, recall, who came up from Florida to Chicago for protests. And their trio, was joined by a mole and an informant who set them up, basically, encouraged them to do all manner of felonious things which might not have occurred to them, being peace lovers all. And now, of course, the NATO 3, that's Church, Medley, and Chase, are in some very serious trouble. They had organized with Occupy groups in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and were infiltrated down there by a very helpful Fed wearing a wire. And more from the great state of Florida. Hey, anybody out there want to punch George Zimmerman in the face? There's an email you can sign up. George will fight you. So be sure, we'll be giving that out. If you're planning to vacation in Florida anytime soon, or perhaps decide to make this a destination vacation, we'll give you all the details you need to punch George Zimmerman right in the kisser. And spring days of anti-drone action are up ahead. It's still early, but it's also very late for those who have been subjected to the Obama administration's policy on drones. And what can we say about this farm bill? It hasn't been screamed already from the rooftops. It could be worse. The U.S. is right now warehousing vast stores of grain, waiting for the price to go up, while children wait for school lunches that aren't going to be cooked up anytime soon. Apart from the other things that this bill does, it has resulted in situations in Utah and Texas where children have been denied lunch, in one case in Texas, because the child's family owed 30 cents. They've been denied lunch because they couldn't afford to pay the minimal costs, and the food was thrown in the garbage. That's pretty much all you need to know about the state of America right now. Other countries hear these news stories. There's no wall around this country as far as the internet's concerned. Other people read this. What must they think? And the Fleet Cyber Command? Fleet Cyber Command? What's that? The NSA is getting a new figurehead, this one accessorized by a title straight from the flight deck of the SS Star Trek. Vice Admiral Michael Rogers, the commander of the U.S. Navy's 10th Fleet and its Fleet Cyber Command, will take over from NSA Director Keith Alexander, who reluctantly became a global figure in the week of the Snowden revelations. And a downsizing army is discharging more soldiers for misconduct, and some say retaliating against those who cry foul. It looks like Obama's super-secret trade deal is no longer inevitable at all, thanks to a movement of movements, and there's action on all fronts, thanks to small, independent media outlets such as this one, and don't forget, membership drives coming up, thanks to organizations getting the word out and exactly what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to mean to you and I on the ground. This isn't a trade. Trade isn't really part of it. Trade is a minimal aspect of this. This is the ultimate move on the globalization chessboard. This is checkmate. This is it. The privatization of everything that we are familiar with on planet Earth. Everything that we are used to incorporating into the course of our daily lives. That is what's at stake. And the word is getting out now. So it's now is not the time to relax and rest on laurels. Now is the time to speak up even louder. Talk to people. Ask people, do you know what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is? Do you know what it's going to do? Now is the time. And so we're going to try and get Ivan Maleski on the line to talk about the Farm Bill. Take a look at the Farm Bill, by the way. Apart from the involvement of Alec, also, carefully parse this thing, it would appear that the recent Farm Bill has been constructed in order to make it as easily incorporated into the Trans-Pacific Partnership as possible. Apart from the partisan wrangling for 5 years, it would seem that was simply a matter of means of treading water and waiting until legislation could be crafted that was specifically in line with the demands of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Reading what we have from the TPP, secret although the negotiations have been, and taking a look at this enormous Farm Bill, which admittedly I myself haven't plowed through, but I've had a look at bits of it, it appears that this thing has been drafted in order to make it as easily incorporated into the TPP as possible. We've got a few notes from around the region. The Trader Joe's majestic reality is choosing the Colas Construction as their contractor. Trader Joe's is coming now to a strip mall near you. The one thing we can say about this is that Colas Construction is an African-American-owned company based in Portland. They're going to be the general contractor for the Trader Joe's development in Northeast. It's a project that the NAACP blasted this week over gentrification and cronyistic city policies. Well, duh! Does anybody seriously believe there would have been a Trader Joe's in Northeast Portland 10, 15 years ago before gentrification sunk its fangs into the lifeblood of that community? No bloody way. No way. And Amanda Fritz has pledged over $12 million to build beach parking at Gateway Plaza. City Commissioner Fritz said yesterday that Portland is going to cough up some big bucks to build parks in communities who heretofore had to take buses or cars or bike or whatever. You had to make a journey to get to a park. It wasn't a matter of wandering out your front door and down a couple of blocks to avail oneself of greenery. No, it was a major outing. This changes everything. It seems that Amanda Fritz is always on the front lines of issues large and small that affect Portlanders. This is a very good example of what she's done and continues to do. And medical marijuana in Oregon, that's the big question. The Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference opened today in Ashland. It's a sold-out two-day event. It's one of two such conferences that we focus on the business of marijuana. We'll be having a report from Portland City Club today, and again perhaps more on Monday. That's the topic that is on the table, and it'll be interesting to hear what Portland civic leaders have to say, how they weigh in on this. Portland's got a new emergency so-called coordination center in Southeast Portland. Whenever these things emerge, And emerge is probably exactly the right term for them. Much of these things are underground, and that's justified for the fact that if it's some sort of airborne emergency, underground is where to be. Nonetheless, many on the paranoid side of the room believe that these coordination centers have a more sinister quality to them, and perhaps some applications we ought to question before we wholeheartedly embrace them in our communities. As Thomas Pynchon said, paranoid people aren't paranoid because they're paranoid, but because they're constantly putting themselves in paranoid situations. Okay, here's the news you've been waiting for. Want to punch George Zimmerman in the face? Here we go. Let's see. It's at Esquire. Let's see. This is from Esquire. Let's see. And I'm going to have to put that on the website. It's just it's too much to read over the air. It's you'd have to be writing fast and furiously to get this down. But you know the man, of course. And if you followed the story of George Zimmerman, then you know that Trayvon Martin, obviously, was part and parcel of Zimmerman's worldview. That murder was consistent with the way Zimmerman views the world. And if you have any wish that he's to do bodily harm to this guy, he actually believes that the fee that he's going to charge is going to be donating the money will somehow going to absolve him of his sins. Either way, people are already signing up on the website to punch George. Spring Days of Action to End Drone Killings is not coming up immediately, but it's something to begin to think about organizing for right now. The campaign focuses, of course, on the drone bases, drone research facilities, and the test sites, as well as manufacturers. It will take organizing. The forces that activists are going up against in this case are massive and very, very well funded. This didn't come up until April, but we did not get Ivan on the phone today. We're going to keep on trying to do that. This has been Air Cascadia for Friday, January 31st, 2014. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks for that, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
The 16th Annual Homelessness Marathon Broadcast, a national town hall discussion on poverty and homelessness in America. This year, we'll be broadcasting live from the streets of Brattleboro, Vermont, an idyllic small town in rural America where people sleep in the woods and on a church floor. That's the Homelessness Marathon on Wednesday, February 19th. Tune in.
Hear the Homelessness Marathon on Wednesday, February 19th, beginning at 4 p.m. on KBOO Portland.
The 16th Annual Homelessness Marathon.
Hi, KBOO listeners. This is Victoria Stapiello, the interim station manager. I'm on the air to let you know that we have received some routine yet quite positive information from the Federal Communication Commission. On January 29th, we received public notice that our FCC license was renewed for another 8 years. Thanks to all of you, our members, volunteers, and listeners, for your continued support for alternative voices, neglected perspectives, and artistic experimentation. We look forward to another 8 years, great years, of filling the needs that are not filled by other media. Hi, KBOO.
Today on Flashpoints, Obama nominates drone murder justifier for a place on the U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals. And we'll also hear about how equal pay for women is still an uphill battle. And we'll feature our regular report on occupied Palestine from the electronicintifada.net with Nora Barris-Friedman. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. In Berkeley. I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Well, we're delighted to be joined by Professor Francis Boyle again, who is, he's an internationally known legal scholar from the University of Illinois in Champaign, the law school there. And we talk to him from time to time about very significant national security issues. And now we want to talk to you, Francis Boyle, about David Barron. He has been nominated by President Barack Obama to be on the U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals. Talk about who David Barron is and why you believe that's problematic.
Right. Well, thanks for having me on, Dennis, and my best to your listening audience. This is a real disgrace. Barron took a leave from Harvard Law School, where he was teaching. And as you know, I went there, and Obama was after me, to go work for the Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel. This is the same office where John Yoo and Jay Bybee wrote the infamous torture memos that were specifically designed to try to give Bush and the rest of them legal immunity under United States law from prosecution for torture. So when Barron got there, he and another law professor, Marty Lederman from Georgetown Law School, wrote the opinion letter for Obama, attempting to give him and everyone else in the United States government legal immunity for murdering United States citizens. And as we now, that the opinion itself is still secret, obviously. You know, as Justice